Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the infamous footage from All In. I am KNB the Sexy Ninja, and welcome to a new world podcast, brother. And we're talking about Dynamite, April 10th, 2024, Taz, Excalibur, Tony on commentary. We start the show off with Joe. We're going to have Joe and Dustin? No, Swerve Attacks. But we do have our first match of the night, and that's Adam Copeland versus Penta. Fun match to set the night. You know, it was like, hey, we're having fun here. Let's have some fun. This is why I come to AEW, because sometimes I can just shut my brain off and watch some good pro wrestling. You know, and sometimes they'll hit the nail when they get a really great storyline going and stuff like that. So that's why I'm here for AEW. But, I can also bat for the other team as well. But I'm just a pro wrestling fan at the end. That's all it is, man. I love both. And, like, I just felt like this show, at a certain point, it's like, no, now you got to make a choice. Who do you choose? Who do you believe? Huh? And while we overshadow these other things going on, you know, with Adam Copeland, then the lights go out after his win, and here comes Brody, here comes Julia, here comes Willow Nightingale. You know, Willow's getting her spot with Edge, you know, and they're going to have a mixed tag team next week. So, you know, and this was, I was like, oh yeah, come on, Willow, beat Julia's ass. Then we go backstage with Lionhook and Shibata and the merch of the Lionhook. I was like, no, I don't want that. Oh, Renee's with Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe. Let's get to that instead. And here comes Adam. He's like, "Hey, you know, I love you guys. We're gonna kick ass at Dynasty April 21st." And Stokely's back there. Like, Stokely's like, "Hey, I want to tell Eddie I'm really sorry for calling you. You smell like Burger King and a pack of Newports." I thought that was a great line, man. And I just love Stokely. And after this, now we get to the footage, the big reveal. From the Young Bucks, the EVPs, and I saw camera footage from the show itself and people just chanting CM Punk, CM Punk. Not good. Not good for your company if you're just going to use this man to get ratings. And this is what this was. This was a way to hook us to get catfish so we could tune into your TV program. And this is just where the show just put a really bad taste in my mouth, because I'm like, why? Even Tony fucking Schiavone, like, when they cut to him after this, he's putting his head down in disgust. Like, this was unnecessary, beyond unnecessary. The Bucks were like, here, we're going to show this. And it's weirdly built into their match with FTR, that we're going to see for the fourth time, that even I've seen a lot of hardcore AEW people complain about, because I bitched about it. I'm like, when the tag team titles were dropped by Sting and Darby, I was like, okay, now we can freshen up. When this tournament was announced, I'm like, okay, I'm all for it. We got some really cool, fresh talent on this tag team thing. And you could go with Top Flight. You can go with somebody else. You know, the Infantry. Like, these guys that have some really massive talent. Let's refreshen up this tag team division. But no. The story you want to tell is who's going to be the first three-time AEW tag team champion. And you're going to give us FTR and the Young Bucks? Yes, I know. I'm taking a step back. That's going to be an awesome match. They're going to give their all. But it's just one of those things, like, here, we're new, we're fresh over here, we're new, we're fresh. Oh, here's the same match over and over again. So, showing this footage, weirdly, just like it, to build their match with FTR, and you know, one of them said, I can't think right now, but one of them says, like, oh, was FTR behind us? I'm like, oh, come on, how are we tying? And if you watch the footage, and I've seen things on TikTok and where people put Punk's commentary underneath. Kind of happens the way he said. And, you know, after Jack Perry did his thing on TV where he's like, real glass with the car and everything like that, Punk is like, dude, what the hell? Like, you know, you can do that shit on Dynamite. And you got Samoa Joe back there talking to himself, walking back and forth, hyping himself up. And it's like verbatim of Punk's story of like, okay, yeah, he got heated. Boom, he choked out Jack. And Samoa Joe just picks up Jack and brings him on over. And you see Tony's little hand because he was afraid for his life. And Punk yells at him, dude, this is why this place is a clown show, all this and that. And where he says he quits and everything. And, you know, he's heated. Malachi Black's there. And, you know, it's funny that you release this sort of footage to be like, oh, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to get Punk. You know, we're going to show him. No, you just made yourself look like fools. And that's then. And if you look at Tony Schiavone's face right after this, tells the whole fucking story. Like, it tells the whole story that this was unnecessary. And going into it, we have FTR and they're like, why? Why show this? And they're cutting a rah-rah speech. This place is great. This place is great. This place is great. You know, saying the same things. And just so they can build their match with the Young Bucks. And they're like, hey, if you don't like it here, take your ball and go home. I'm like, man, they created this place. But you know, the FTR promo. And they're like, why? We're all asking why. Then we go to Renee. I feel bad for Renee as well with Will Ospreay. I love Will Ospreay. I know Triple H made some comments WrestleMania weekend, Pat McAfee show. He says, hey, indie talents that I was after, you know, they chose a different place because of the schedule. WWE is a grind, you know, and everyone is putting in the grind at WWE. And understandable, Will wants to be with his family. You know, he's going to be here in America. He's gone back and forth over the pond a bunch of times. He's put in his work. And I think the comments Triple H made was like, dude, this is a different grind. And you're picking that because it's an easier, light schedule. And I don't want people that are not going to go to the grind. I understood what Triple H was saying. But here's another moment for Tony Khan to tell Will, I want you to take a jab. Not only take a jab, but tell Renee, I asked Tony for this moment of time. He says, I have 5 minutes because TV time's expensive. Taking a quote from what Punk said. And I'm just like, oh my God. And he goes on and he takes a shot at Triple H. Exactly, like, you know, and I don't feel like Triple H even said Will's name. I went through that footage too. I was like, he didn't say his name, but no, he has to say, I did my grind and this is compared to somebody that fucked the boss's daughter, basically. And I was like, oh God, dude, like, this is like in the first hour of the show, and I'm already like, I don't want to watch the rest of the show now. This is just going to be a WWE bash show. I want to see the matches. That's why I come to AEW, because I want to have some fun. WWE, I watch for the cinematic storytelling they do, and they got a few bangers in between, but I know with AEW, Tony, hello, that you do sometimes pick some matches that I really like and I enjoy. This is a company that is based upon indie wrestling. Now, this is a company where it has money to resource that indie feel that I love from back in the day when I used to trade tapes for Ring of Honor and everything like that. Guerrilla Pro Wrestling. You know, this is the reason why I'm here. So with them being like, oh, we're so great, I'm like, yeah, I know. Then we move on, we show it. We show how great you are, but not, you know, I don't know. Like I said, this is the first hour of the show. I'm already like, oh, do I really want to go through this? I guess. Julia Hart promo. And tell me what you think real quick. Just drop those comments below. What do you think of this whole mess? Should the footage have been shown? I don't think so. All the hardcore AEW people, I understand that we want to hold on to AEW. We want AEW to stay around because it means more jobs, opportunities, you know, for other wrestlers in the industry, wrestling across the world. You know, I want AEW to live, but this is not the way you do business. This is not the way you do it. So I drop those comments below. Julia Hart promo against Willow. She wants to expose Willow Nightingale and show that she's more than she thinks she is, you know, under the rainbows and everything like that. So hyping me up, got me out of my emotions with what happened in this first hour. I was like, all right, Julia, thank you. I love you. The spooky one. And we go into Hook, Shibata, Jericho versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Jericho and Hook get in an argument. This causes them to lose the match. Shibata got pinned. Shane Taylor Promotions wins. I was like, this was short-lived. But Hook's telling Jericho, get out of here. And it was funny as my wife's laughing at me because I'm sitting here. I'm like, yeah, get out of here, Jericho. Go. Go. Get. Get with the broomstick. Get out of here. Hook doesn't need you. Then we have Renee with Dustin. Cuts a little bit of a promo. He had a really passionate promo last week. It's a big match for him. Eliminator match to show everybody that he can do it. So, yeah. And that this was why I came to this show, because I was like, man, I really want to see Dustin and Samoa Joe. You know, this is the match I want to see. Then when you have things overshadowed, that sort of thing, it's just like, you know, you understand what I mean? Like, there were some great matches on this card. Like, I was going to say, oh, cool, I'm going to see Okada. Hell yeah. You know, even if it's a squash gang match, that's what was next, and Okada got the win. I was like, Okada is here in the States. You know, he's on a big TV program like AEW, and it's just kind of overshadowed by what you did in that first hour. And just on top of it, he cuts a promo after, calls out Pac, and says, hey, I will face you at Dynasty. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Pac comes out, and Young Bucks attack, and here comes FTR. But in all that, you have the crowd chanting CM Punk. You have the crowd chanting CM Punk, taking away from this story you've been trying to tell with you, the Young Bucks, and FTR, you know, this passion and emotion kind of all thrown out the window. And you overshadow Okada and Pac, like their story with this dumb bullshit. You know, it's, yeah. All right. Happy place. Happy place. Happy place. here's my happy place. Bang Bang Gang. Cutting a promo. They had a big thing at Supercard of Honor in the Open Challenge. They're still feuding with the Acclaimed. And Jay White wants to pick a fight. And he says he's going to pick one on Rampage. So, guns up. Happy place. Happy place. Renee's with Thunder Rosa. And then Toni Storm. This was a toast. But Toni Storm attacks Thunder Rosa, wipes up all her makeup, and here comes Perrazzo. I was like, where the fuck have you been? And she has beef now with Thunder Rosa, rightfully so. Thunder Rosa just kind of just stepped in front of her. I know Perrazzo, she lost. She lost to Toni, but there's still some storytelling there. And Thunder Rosa just kind of like, I'm in. But after this, you know, Perrazzo goes backstage. Toni's still on the stage. And Mariah May versus Anna Jay's next. I'm like, yay, Anna Jay, Mariah May. Toni's offering Mariah a drink. And she's like, no, I got to go wrestle. And so, you know, and I understand that I love pro wrestling. It's like I'm knee deep in this shit. But there's some times where there's just some things that I just don't pay attention to. You know, and like Mina, I think she's cool. I looked her up a little bit because I don't really fully know her and Mariah May's like background as friends and stardom and stuff like that. So Mariah May, Anna Jay attacks Mariah May. Here comes Mina. And at first I'm like, who? And then I did a quick Google and I was like, oh, okay. So there's some tie here. All right. But once again, I feel like a moment of the hardcore, like, watch anything and everything pro wrestling under the sun. And this debut kind of gets overshadowed, too. You know, that crowd was like, oh. And Mina kisses Mariah, and then everyone's like, oh. You know, and Tony's like, ah, that's what we like to see here, folks. And I'm like, okay. You know, I don't know what we're doing here, but okay. Mercedes Moné interview backstage. She's like, I'm a game changer, you know, this and that. Who is she going to face, Julia or Willow? You know, and lights out. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, how many times can we do the lights out gimmick? She gets attacked. It's like, who attacked her? And it's funny, I always forget his name, the person that interviewed. He's so plain and like, she needs help. She needs help, folks. She needs help back here. He's so... I laugh so hard because I'm like, you're just a plain Jane, man. Just like, yeah. All right. Main event time, baby. Samoa Joe versus Dustin Rhodes. Awesome match. Dustin got busted open. You know, and at this point in the show, I'm trying to just have fun because that's what pro wrestling is to me. It's fun. It's a place I can go to and escape and everything like that. And I tried really hard with the match, and this match was good. And Samoa Joe got the win by cheating, of course, hit Dustin with the belt. Here comes Swerve. And I'm like, this should not be overshadowed by anything. So, you know, that I'm like, I want Swerve Strickland as a champion. I really do. We need to move past this bullshit. We need to get back on track to where we're going, you know, and we need to go build Swerve up because Swerve can be the biggest star you have in AEW along with others. And my wife said a good thing, said a thing too. She's like, what does Bryan Danielson think of all this? Where is he in the locker room? Why is he talking to Tony, bringing Tony down? Being like, hey, man, no, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't focus on that. I'm like, well, I think Bryan is just here to do his matches. And this is his final year. So this is his retirement plan. Tony paid him a oodle boodles of money. So he's just like, you know what? I'll keep the money. I'll do what I want to do. And that's wrestle. And I'm going to have the best wrestling matches that people can look back on because and that's another thing. Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson, I want to see that match. But now we're in a moment where we're like overshadowing everything because we have to address this bullshit. You have to have your talent go out there and be like, we're in AEW. We're so fucking happy. Yay. You know, but it's just like you could have just done the professional thing, stepped away. And it's funny, it's like they're not mentioning you on like actual WWE television. I saw one guy get pissed off with Punk when he mentioned the whole tattoo thing about the attendance and whatnot. And they're like, oh, look, Punk can't. I was like, yeah, Punk is an asshole. Like, he's going to take a jab at something. And because he knows, like, hey, they're taking jabs at me. Why not take a jab at them? But it was like on an ESPN thing. And Triple H, his statements were on Pat McAfee's show. Like, not WWE program, you know? So, and they're not taking shots on the main shows. They're just doing their thing, you know? And they do these interviews with podcasters that are going to ask these sort of questions. So, and then, you know, it's all just so frustrating. Overall, I give this Dynamite 2.5. That first hour... besides the Adam Copeland and Penta, I thought that was a cool match. But once again, it's overshadowed by all this bullshit. And then we go into the second half, which was a little bit better. I got my moments here and there. And yeah, so 2.5 out of 5. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. Tell me what you think of all the drama that's going on here. All right. Show your grandma, share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
My apologies, guys. I just want to talk. I asked Tony. He said, you got 5 minutes. TV time's expensive.